The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter number 15, Text number 40, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on October 3rd, 2011, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Atmanam Chet Vijaniyat Param Jnanam Duta Ashaya Kim Yitschan Kashya Va Heto Deham Pushnati Lampata Atmanam Ched Vijaniyat Parangana Dutashaya Kimachchan Kashya Vahetor Dehaṃ Pushnati Lampata Atmanam Chedvadaniyat Parangana Dutashaya Kimichtan Kashya Vahetor Dehaṃ Pushnati Lampata. Atmanam, the soul and the super soul. Chet, if. Vijaniyat, can understand. Param, who are transcendental. Beyond this material world. Jnana, by knowledge. Duta Ashaya, one who has cleansed his consciousness. Kim, what? Ichchan, desiring material comforts. Kasya, for whom? Va, or? Heto, for what reason? Deham, the material body. Pushnati, he maintains. Lampata, being unlawfully addicted to sense gratification. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The human form of body is meant for understanding the self and the supreme self, the supreme personality of Godhead, both of whom are transcendentally situated. If both of them can be understood when one is purified by advanced knowledge, for what reason and for whom does a foolish, greedy person maintain the body for sense gratification? Purport. Of course, everyone in this material world is interested in maintaining the body for sense gratification. But by cultivating knowledge, one should gradually understand that the body is not the self. Both the soul and the supersoul are transcendental to the material world. This is to be understood in the human form of life, especially when one takes sannyas. A sannyasi, one who has understood the self, should be engaged in elevating the self and associating with the super-self. Our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for elevating the living being for promotion back home, back to Godhead. Seeking such elevation is one's duty in the human form of life. Unless one performs this duty, why should one maintain the body? Especially if a sannyasi not only maintains the body by ordinary means, but does everything to maintain the body, including even eating meat and other abominable things, he must be a lampata, a greedy person simply engaged in sense gratification. A sannyasi must specifically remove himself from the urges of the tongue, belly, and genitals, which disturb one as long as one is not fully aware that the body is separate from the soul. This is Russian?
Yes.
They have translated the English word purport as commentary.
Yes.
Is there a word in Russian which means the inner meaning or the essence? Because commentary and purport have a different meaning. Commentary means I just make my comments about something.
Есть английское слово. Есть английское слово.
Разъяснение.
Да, есть английское слово, которое перевели здесь как комментарий, да, то есть называется purport. Purport — это то, что в принципе обозначает то, что объясняет значение, да, то есть и в принципе можно сказать разъяснение, да, то есть.
Yeah, the purport. The word commentary is not a good translation for purport.
Слово комментарий не самое лучшее.
Purport means the essence or the inner meaning. It's bringing out the inner meaning. It's not just making some comments about something.
So purport значит саму суть, то что объясняет саму суть, то что объясняет само значение стиха, а то, о чем идет речь. Слово комментарий не объясняет.
Вандеham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bhara Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sagana Raguna Tanvitam Damsa Jeeva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Paran Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. Prabhupada explains that to be elevated to the spiritual world is our duty. In other words, anyone who is not on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. They are neglecting their duty. This means that 99.9999% of the world's population are not being dutiful. Actually, they are ignorant of their duty. This duty of surrendering oneself to Krishna elevates one to the transcendental platform beyond the modes of material nature. Within the modes of material nature, there is sukha dukkha. There is sometimes happiness, so-called happiness, and a lot of distress. But if one does one's duty to situate oneself solidly on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead, then you become elevated beyond the modes of nature on the transcendental platform, where bliss is eternal and ever-increasing. Where there is nectar at every minute. There is a constant explosion of ecstasy within your heart. I can't understand why anybody would want to engage in sense gratification. It's such a stupid thing to do. It forces one to be in a suffering condition. But that is the plight of the modern day civilization. They've taken a cup, the materialist, he is taking a cup of poison. And he's drinking it. This is the lament of Narottam Das Thakur. He compares himself to a materialist. He said, Hare Krishna mantra comes straight from Krishna Loka. But with chanting I have no connection. Day and night I am burning in this dark world without working to make the correction. Although I've come to this human form, my Lord, I've spent my life uselessly. I did not care for Radha and Krishna. And so I swallow poison knowingly. But then he gives us some hope. He says, Lord Krishna comes as Sachi's son. And Balaram descends as Nitai. By chanting, the wretched have all been saved. The wretched means the fallen. By chanting, all the fallen have been saved. Including Jagai and Madai. O my Lord, O son of King Nanda, together with Vrishabhanu's daughter, I've got no shelter but Radha and Krishna. Humbly praise Narottam Das Thakur. So he's lamenting that I'm drinking poison I'm drinking the poison of sense gratification. Even though I know it's wrong. Even though I know that Krishna has appeared in the form of His holy name. I have no connection with the Nam. I'm not working to make the correction of my polluted consciousness. I'm simply drinking poison of sense gratification. In this way, he's showing our position. So we have to take the mercy, just like Jagai Madhai took that mercy. Just consider what rascals they were. Can you imagine that Madhai smashing Lord Nityananda on the head with a liquor pot? How offensive he was. Such a rascal. Lord Chaitanya was so angry. Immediately to kill those rascals. Invoking his Sudarshan Chakra. But Lord Nityananda was so kind. That no, my dear Lord, if you kill this Jagai Madhai, you'll have to end up killing everyone. This Kali Yuga is nothing but Jagais and Madhais everywhere. My Lord, you are Patita Pavana. You are the deliverer of the fallen, not the killer of the fallen. So, my Lord, please, you kindly spare them. Lord Chaitanya said, all right. If they will chant Hare Krishna, and they will live a holy life, then I will accept them. So, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, these two abominable criminals got the mercy and they surrendered to Lord Chaitanya. And that Madhai, he became in the mood of serving the Vaishnavas. He made one ghat there on the Ganga. It's called Madhai Ghat. So all the Vaishnavas could very nicely take their bath in the Ganga. And even though they were such abominable rascals, we sing their names, Jagai Madhai, in that song by Narottam, we sing their names. So if Jagai and Madhai can be saved, there's hope for us fallen Jagais and Madhais. By that wonderful mercy of Lord Nityananda, the spiritual master, he is a representative of Lord Nityananda. So if we take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, we surrender our hearts and our souls to Him. We dedicate ourselves fully to carrying out His instructions. Then by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, transmitted through the bona fide spiritual master, us Jagais and Madhais can be delivered. And we can become happy. There's no reason to suffer. Suffering is the pastime of fools. Those who are enlightened in Krishna consciousness, they taste the nectar every minute. This is described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 21. Bhayasprasheshvasaktanang vindajatmaniyatsukam sarvama yuga yoktatma sukam akshayam ashnute. Such a liberated soul has no attraction for material sense gratification. Because he is always in the ecstatic trance of Krishna consciousness, relishing an unlimited ocean of pleasure within his heart. Such a liberated, self-realized soul relishes unlimited happiness because he is always fixed in Krishna consciousness. So all we have to do, Prabhus and Matajis, if we want to taste unlimited happiness, is to be Krishna conscious. It's a simple thing. What does it mean to be Krishna conscious? You always remember Krishna. And you never forget him. And if you notice that you forgot him, you just remembered him. Oh no, I forgot Krishna. Now you don't remember him again. So you should always observe your mind. Is my mind in Krishna consciousness now or not? It's like a mother babysitting her child, you see. Your mind is like a naughty child. And you are like the mother. Yes, even the brahmacharis, you see. You are the mother of your mind. So the mother has to keep the child mind always nicely engaged, out of mischief. So in this way, you always keep watch on your mind. Am I Krishna conscious or not? And if you're not, then do something about it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And if you notice some other people around you are not Krishna conscious, then do something about it. Preach. Distribute books. Do Harinam. Awaken the whole world to Krishna consciousness. We have plenty to do. We have plenty of work to do. Somebody asked me if I would agree to play a game of chess. I said, actually, I'm not interested in chess. I'm not interested in playing chess. But I'll make a deal with you. I'll make an agreement with you. If we can make the whole world Krishna conscious, that everybody in the whole world is a surrendered devotee of the Lord, then our work is done and we can take a few minutes off and play a game of chess. Until then, we have too much work to do. It's like in a war, is there time to play a game of chess? There's no time. Let's see. So, when the whole world is made Krishna conscious, then we can sit back and relax a little bit. Until then, there's too much work to do. We have to minimize our eating, sleeping, and fully maximize our activities for making this planet Krishna conscious. This is called sacrifice. This is called yajna. Sankirtan Yajna. It's like the Brahmins, the saintly persons in Naimisharanya forest, they gather together to perform a 1,000-year sacrifice to hold off the Kali Yuga. That means for 1,000 years their only business was to hear and chant, to connect with the spiritual platform, invoke the mercy of the Lord to hold off the Kali Yuga. They had no other business for 1,000 years.
Они собрались на протяжении тысячи лет слушать и воспевать, поднимая себя на трансцендентную платформу, чтобы убрать это влияние Кали Юги.
So just as the sages of Naimisharanya had that mission to hold off the Kali Yuga.
И эти мудрецы Наймишаранья, их миссией было убрать влияние Кали Юги.
We've been given even a greater mission. We are not only meant to hold off the Kali Yuga, we are meant to defeat the Kali Yuga, to bring a Satya Yuga like era to this planet, the golden era of Lord Chaitanya. So we should always be in this mood of purifying our hearts and purifying the atmosphere on this planet. You can only purify the planet to the extent that you've purified yourself. This is why it should be the mission of each and every one of us to become fully self-realized devotees of the Lord, so that we can have the maximum impact to elevate the global consciousness. What did Prabhupada say? Physician, heal thyself. Physician, heal thyself means doctor, first heal yourself. So we can be effective in helping others. To the extent that we've conquered our own inertness. And there's a big fringe benefit that comes with conquering your own inertness. And that is, you become self-realized. It's a gradual unfolding, you see. Shraddha, sadhusanga, bhajana kriya, anarta nivritti. In this way, you gradually move forward. Nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhava, and prema. It's a gradual unfolding of the pure consciousness that's buried within the heart. Actually, you're already a pure devotee. You're already a fully self-realized soul, Mahabhagavan. But it's buried beneath lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. All this dirt sitting on top of it. So all you have to do is get a shovel and start digging. Get all that dirt out of there, you see. What is that shovel? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Getting that dirt out of the way, you see. The more you shovel, the more you get rid of that dirt. You have an unlimitedly valuable treasure buried deep within your heart. You just have to dig and dig and dig until you finally get to it. It's the treasure of prema bhakti sitting in your heart. So, Are there any questions? Yes.
Я Махарадж, я вот thank you.
Поблагодарить за этот праздник души, который мы тут наблюдали в течение недели, за ваших прекрасных божеств, за ваших прекрасных учеников.
I want to thank you for your that you gave to us such a nice opportunity to enjoy this festival of the soul. I want to thank you for your disciples and want to thank you for your deities which give us such blessings.
Hare Krishna. It's all Prabhupada's mercy. I'm just a messenger. That's I'm one of the Prabhupada's DHL men. That's all.
DHL Prabhupada.
I'm just delivering. Prabhupada has given me so much love and kindness.
Prabhupada дает мне столько любви.
And then he showered me with unlimited love and kindness, actually. So I'm trying not to be greedy. I'm trying not to just keep it to myself. I'm trying to share it with everybody. Because this is Prabhupada is making me happy. I know that he can make the whole world happy. So we just got to share his mercy with everybody.
Вы говорите о том, что нужно делиться тем, что мы знаем. Ну вот вчера ко мне обратились Малтаджи, спросили, а почему Сангхашана Прабху не разрешает общаться с теми, кто ушел из ИСККОН?
Interesting. So she asking. You say that we must share with our knowledge what we know.
What?
With things what we know, with our knowledge which we get from our higher authorities. Yes.
What about the knowledge?
Share.
We must share.
Share it,
so
yes.
You say that we must share.
Yeah, we must share the knowledge.
Yesterday, Mataji came to me and asked, why Sankarshan Prabhu don't allow to have association of those devotees who went out from ISKCON?
Someone asked why I say not to associate with the devotees who left ISKCON? Actually, I don't make such a blanket statement. First of all, I don't say that.
На самом деле, я прям такого прямолинейного заявления не делал.
We were reading. Were you in Bhagavatam class yesterday? No. Okay.
Вчера на классе в
Бхагаватам. In yesterday's Bhagavatam class.
Вчера на лекции пришел Бхагаватам.
Prabhupada says in his purport is that such persons should be shown compassion. And if one has sufficient strength, one should teach them to stop them from following the wrong path of life. Otherwise, we should reject them and pay them no attention. Yesterday's purport, the last sentence of yesterday's purport, two sentences. One who has sufficient strength should associate with such persons to bring them back. But if one doesn't have sufficient strength, one will be influenced by them to also leave. So I say it's according to the individual devotee. Prabhupada is making a distinction here. Those who are strong, they should associate with the fallen devotees to bring them back.
Сильны, Кришны,
If you are strong, you should associate with them and bring them back.
Если вы достаточно сильны, вы должны иметь общение таких преданных и вернуть их назад.
But if you are weak, you should not, because then they will pull you away.
Но если вы слабы, вы не должны, потому что они вас сдвинут с вашего духовного пути.
Does that make it clear? Okay. Yes.
Mataji is asking, you say that Hare Krishna mantra cleanses our heart, but since sometimes like that Sankirtan is not making such an effect, is it true or not? For her it seems like there is.
She's saying that sometimes
it's stated by Lord Chaitanya that this cleanses the heart. This Hare Krishna mantra cleanses the heart. So, if we're not experiencing a cleansing, why is that? That's the question.
Господь Читание сказал, что Хари Кришна мантра очищает наше сердце. Как можно по-другому?
That is due to Namaparad.
Если это не случается, то, скорее всего, это из-за Namaparadhi.
Therefore, we should be very conscious of the 10 offenses against the Holy Name.
Поэтому мы должны быть очень сознательны по отношению к 10 оскорблениям к Святому Имени.
And always be careful to avoid them.
И всегда стараться избегать их.
Because if you carefully avoid those 10 offenses, you're going to get a very nice cleansing effect. It may not always be perceivable. The chanting for a neophyte is compared to a person recovering from jaundice.
Для неофита это подобно как когда человек лечится от желтухи.
When one has jaundice, sugar candy tastes very bitter. But the cure for jaundice is to take sugar candy. So now you are suffering from jaundice of the heart. And the cure is the Holy Name. But because you have jaundice of the heart, sometimes the sugar of the Holy Name tastes very bitter. So the doctor, he tells you, my dear jaundice patient, you must take sugar candy, even though it tastes bitter. Because by taking this sugar candy, you become cured, and then it will taste very sweet. So, even if the Holy Name tastes very bitter to you, you must keep chanting. Because gradually then the taste will come. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that happiness in the mode of goodness is poison in the beginning. And in the end, it's sweeter than the sweetest honey. So, take the order of your spiritual master. He is your doctor. He's going to cure you from the jaundice of the heart. You have to take the doctor's prescription. You have to chant 16 rounds every day. At least. And carefully avoid the 4 sinful activities.
Стараться не
Illicit sex, illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, and gambling. If you will follow this process, then you will become cured of that jaundice condition of the heart. And every time you chant, it will be the sweetest nectar. It takes time. It's a very gradual process. Just like getting a university degree, it takes many years. So, to achieve Shuddhanam, it may take you your whole life to do that. So be prepared to dedicate your whole life for achieving Shuddhanam. The nice thing is, even before Shuddhanam, Namabhas, the stage where you're almost there, but you're not there. Even the Namabhas stage is just full of, is a liberated position. It's like you go to the, you go out to the woods, you want to see this, a beautiful sunrise in the forest. There's a long period of time when everything becomes much lighter, but you still don't see the sun yet. That is called Namabhas. The Shuddhanam, you have the sun, is the sun of pure bhakti has not yet arisen in your heart. But because it's almost there, there's already illumination. So even before Shuddhanam, if you're sincerely trying to become the pure devotee, then you will you'll enter into Namabhas, where you're already liberated, actually. So many other questions? Yeah.
Если сделать весь мир преданными, то потом в конце Кали-юги придет Господь Калки, а убивать будет некого, все же будут преданными. Что он будет тогда делать?
So, people will make whole world if devotees. So, in the end of Kali-yuga, Lord Kalki will come. So what he will do then?
He will chant and dance. He'll go on Harinam. Okay, so we'll stop here. And we thank you all very much for so nicely receiving us here in Estonia for this week. We will keep you in our hearts because you're very dear to us. We hope we haven't committed too many offenses. So now we have some Radhadamara Mahasapad Shadalam and this other Shadalam. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
His Gracious Bhagavatam Kashadigari Maharaj Ki
Jai.